The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the wonderment.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotionals become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, except that they make you smile, and that's a part of life. And every once in a while, it's okie dokie to enjoy life. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think, as we often say, hopefully before this introduction is over. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use if we decide to be doers of the word and not just hearers. Oh, that'd be interesting. Doing more than hearing more. Interesting. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Hopefully, because in the next week or so, we'll pay the radio bill. That will be that. And also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 5,400 seconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking the questions about life, living life as a Christian. Questions about how that works. It's easy to have that work when you're at church on Sunday. It's pretty easy to do it when you're in a Bible study on a Wednesday or a Thursday night, or a small group or a fellowship group when you're hanging out with your friends and people that you have a lot of confidence in. It's the other times that also count, because Christianity is a 365, 24/7 living relationship with the living God. And so we want to talk about ways to encourage one another and strengthen one another to get to the place where we are mindful, continually seeking first the kingdom of God and desiring to draw closer and closer. After all, one of the great things that is outstanding that we should be aware of is we are going to spend eternity with God in his presence. If you don't enjoy hanging out with God now, what makes you think it's going to be more fun in eternity? I mean, that's just kind of like the basics, right? Okay, so here's the deal. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, we don't want you to let it die of loneliness. Reach out to us. You can. You can call us at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you make that phone call, Terrific T answers the phone. That's terrific. That'll get you going right there. You can also text us live during the show. 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Apparently, everything is working fine with my text, which is great until I tell you it's not working fine with my text, and then it won't be great. But right now, it's great. And you can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. Now, why hemustincrease.org? Well, besides John 3:30, which says, he must increase, but I must decrease, that's where our website is. Our website's a place where you can get verbal, like audio encouragement, video encouragement. There's a few things in there that are uplifting. A couple of pictures of the family gives you an idea of what we look like and how this is all working, so I don't just look like a radio box. Although some people might prefer that picture to what they're going to see. Here's the bottom line. We want you to go there. And if you can give, great. If you can't, don't worry about it. We'll still pray for you. No other way around it. You be led by the Lord, directed as the Lord leads upon you. You give more to your home church, to your base, to the place where you get fed. You take care of home first. And if the Lord gives you the ability to extend it out, well, then we would just say thank you. Check out hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email, David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right. And now this is, if you have a prayer request, a praise report, you got something you want to share, the Lord's working something in your life, if you got a question about something that doesn't have a 2,000-year-old conflict answer to it, we'll be glad to do our best. So you might ask a question like, Dave, should you, in fact, toast your bagels? The answer is yes. See, we can answer, just answer questions like that all day long. The harder ones we'll have to deal with as they come up. We're just going to encourage you to participate, as well as when we do Bible trivia, you'll have a chance to get involved with that. Actually, the theme for today is going to be people running in the Bible. So I think you'll find that to be somewhat interesting. In the meantime, I got a lot of cool things happening. I need two huge elements of prayer. So I talked to you about the book that we are going to go through and edit, and then we're going to re-release it, and we're going to re-release it for free so anybody can get it. And we have some people that are going to be participating before we do that. We did have somebody reach out to us and asked to help in the editing specifically, and we're going to give them that opportunity. I found, as I told you, 2,100 mistakes in my original manuscript, which was already published, although that publisher went out of business, so that's not that big a deal. But I've corrected 300 of the 2,100, only 1,800 mistakes to go. Isn't that cool? I love grace. Boy, without it, I am nowhere. And then additionally, I believe, I'll be real careful how I say this, I am confident, but I'm looking for the Lord to verify that the Lord has given me my final project on how to lay it out for my doctorate, for the finishing of the doctorate. So I'm pretty excited, because if that happens, it's like I can see the end. You know, I can see it. You can see that goal. That's the whole thing with Hebrews chapter 12. Jesus, for the joy that was set before him, you know, despising the shame that came from that cross, he just kept enduring. Sometimes when you see the end, you can get a better handle on things. Pray for me just that I can have clarity. Just all I'm asking for. All that said and done, we're going to get right into Matthew, because I want to deal with this one thing. It's very, very important. So here we go. It's the very last verse in Matthew chapter 3. It's verse 17, after Jesus was baptized, and it says this: "And a voice from heaven said, 'This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased.'" Note the phrase, well pleased. Not, "I'm really happy you did this event." Well pleased is a seasoned pleasing. In other words, an extended period of time of pleasing the Father. That's what the Father says about the Son. So when people say, well, he was well pleased because Jesus got baptized and they were following the pathway to righteousness, it just doesn't fit with what's being said. In reality, the Father is well pleased with the Son because over the length of time that the Son has been on the earth, he has had a active living relationship with the Father, and the Father is well pleased in the positioning that Jesus is in. The reason that I bring this up is simple. Right relationship begets right ministry. I cannot say this statement enough. I cannot jump up and down and throw things at people enough. Right relationship begets right ministry. And Jesus had a right relationship with the Father and went about and did right ministry. Before you become one of those people whom I adore, but you're all like, everything's about making disciples and you got to be a discipler and the gospel has to be disciple in it, the thing you've got to remember is it was 3 years that the disciples spent with Jesus before they became disciples, and that's with Jesus himself. And what they had to have first was an active connection to Jesus. Then, as the Holy Spirit's poured out upon them, they are enabled to do the discipleship process. Why that's important is this. In America today, there are a couple of kinds of gospels that are cheap. That means this. Cheap. Ever heard of greasy grace? It's terrible. Is that a terrible thing? It's people that just talk about salvation without any connection to trying to draw into God, without any connection of trying to reflect Jesus Christ, it's a dangerous way to present, because what they're telling people is just say yes, and then you can walk out of this auditorium and do whatever you want. You can sing your brains out. You don't have to pay any attention to Jesus. You can just live whatever kind of life you want, and nobody will care, but you'll still get to heaven. It's fire insurance. And that is not the gospel. Okay? The gospel is also not saying yes to Jesus and then making sure you do everything perfectly, because if you don't do it perfectly, you're not coming up showing as a disciple. Therefore, you fall short and you don't get in. That's not the gospel either. The gospel is that Jesus Christ died on that cross for you. He was buried. He rose again. He ascended to the Father, and he's returning. And the gospel is that good news for you, because it puts you in right relationship with God and enables you and me to pursue God in relationship. And the pursuit of that relationship on a consistent basis leads us to do the things that God has set before us. Period. Christianity is a living relationship with a living God that produces living results. Faith is not a once and done. You know, the idea, well, once saved, always saved, only if that faith is active. You can't say yes once and then abandon. It doesn't work. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. It's the continual action of believing. You got to say yes to Jesus or you're not getting in. And then once you said yes to Jesus, you got to keep saying yes to Jesus. It's a series of yeses. And when you say no, then you're challenging his lordship. Ooh, dumb. Don't do that. All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit, because after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
The David Spoon Experience.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me welcome to the show, very proudly and honorably, Roma Downey and Mark Burnett, two people who have spearheaded the miniseries, the epic miniseries, The Bible, which I think we've talked about in this show 900 times, because it is an incredible series. And I just want to say welcome to both of you. Thank you for joining us here.
Thank you so much. We're now on the David Spoon Experience.
Yeah, I mean that in a quarter, and you still can't make a phone call.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience on KAAM. Amazing
grace, how sweet. Welcome back. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. That's right. Let's get ready for our first trivia question. Here you go. Remember, we were talking about runners. Okay, runners. All right. Who, in the Old Testament, who outran a team of horses? Who outran a team of horses? Well, there you go. I mean, that is just straightforward. Somebody outran a team of horses? I thought we did all those things. Nope, somebody outran a team of horses in the Old Testament. If you think you know, 972-445-0770. Or you can text in 214-210-8483. Or you can also email David at hemustincrease.org. In the meantime, let's do our DNA because we know new stuff is coming, right? DNA, it's kind of an acronymy kind of formula kind of thingy, right? I mean, it's DNA, right? D stands for draw, which is draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Daily, which means not weekly, not monthly, not twice a year, not at Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It means daily. That's really important to tell people because people are thinking, well, I go to church Sundays. Okay, daily. I go to church Sundays daily. Got to work on that, right? Got to do better than 1/7. Also, and never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never be ashamed, no matter what the world says, no matter what anybody says, anywhere on television, the internet, magazines, books, billboards, doesn't matter. Any text, anything, Facebook, doesn't matter. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words because none of those people have a heaven to put you in, but Jesus does. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve, which means that you are sensitive and surrendered to God and willing to consider other people's interests above your own. What? You mean like being a Christian? Oh, like being a vessel of the grace of God as the Lord uses you to reach other people. That's what DNA is all about. Draw closer to the Lord daily. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And A, always be ready to serve. Great job. Okay. Our trivia question, then we're going to get into the text because we're just blazing through. Who outran a team of horses? Who outran a team of horses? I will tell you this is a well-known prophet in the Old Testament. If you think you know, you can call in 972-445-0770 or you can text in 214-210-8483. Did we cover everything? I think we got everything right. All right, let's get into the very next portion of the text, a wonderful, deep, profound, theologically powerful, almost as good as the word, you know, okie dokie artichokey. Here we go. This is Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. And it says this. Now, this is after the baptism of Jesus, right? And the Father speaks, right? As the Holy Spirit lands on Jesus, right? And it says this. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Let's talk about this in just a few little chunks real fast. Jesus was led by the Spirit. Can you say example? Jesus' life is an example to us, and we are supposed to be led by the Holy Spirit in our lives. And just to make sure you don't make any confusion, the Holy Spirit wrote the Bible, but the Bible is not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the third member of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He is God. And we get that defined by probably 25 different passages, not the least of which is when Ananias and Sapphira lied to the Holy Spirit. Peter said, you not lied to men, but you've lied to God. And that's where they were struck down. Here's the bottom line. Jesus was led by the Spirit as an example for you and I to know that our lives, we need to be led by the Spirit. Some of you are like, what is that? That sounds very charismatic-y. That sounds very Pentecostal-y. That sounds like all those kind of like weird things we see on TV. It's not weird. It's what Jesus did. It doesn't mean that you sit there and then neon signs light up and, you know, there's carnival noises and little pinwheels going back and forth. What it means is that you are more sensitive to God's direction in you than you are just to your flesh going, that looks good. Let's follow the Lord. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. What this is all about is sensitivity to God's desires and plans. Okay? All right, let's just leave that there. That's not even the fun part. Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness. Well, what do you mean? I thought we had a prosperity gospel where God leads us everywhere that's just good. Yeah, sure. That's funny. Apparently, those people have just never really read the Bible. It doesn't quite work that way. The Lord will lead us into different trials, different testings, so to speak, which is why Jesus offered in that prayer, please don't lead us into the place where that temptation can get the best of us. That's the prayer that he was praying. Here's the bottom line. He was led into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. So I decided instead of trying just to be the arrogant David Spoon that I normally am, or that I am on a regular basis, I would also use other experts to give you their insights on what that means. These are from three of the top commentaries that are available on the book of Matthew. It says this, to be tempted from the divine standpoint means a positive test. From the devil's standpoint, it implies enticement to sin. From Jesus's standpoint, it is the challenge from Satan to tests God's sovereignty and plan. God surely tests his people, but it is the devil who does the tempting. Another commentator said this, Jesus then went to the wilderness to be tempted when the construction seems to signify purpose. This took place in the plan of God. It does not mean that God initiated the temptation, for God tempts no one, James 1:13. It means rather that God uses the efforts of even evil people and even Satan himself to set forward his divine purposes. The verb means to test and may be used in a good sense, a test applied with the intention that people will pass the test. And last thing I'll say, and then we have somebody who called in on the trivia. Here it is. By the Spirit, Matthew emphasizes that the Holy Spirit leads Jesus. The devil is allowed to test him, but the devil does not lead him. All very, very good commentaries, by the way. All right, do we have somebody that's willing to answer the trivia question? Are they feeling brave? Okay, here we go. Here we go. Where's our little doll? There we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I'm going to guess on this.
Okay, let's see if you get. Okay, go ahead. Give me your guess. Give me your best guess. Who outran a team of horses?
I think it might have been Elijah.
That is correct, Mary! You are right! Excellent guess! Excellent job! That's in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 46. So you did it. That
yes.
was a good... See? That little...
He outran the horses, so then they stopped, and then he got in chariots, see? And then they took him up into heaven.
Well, this outrunning was a little before that whole experience. This outrunning was when he told Ahab, hey, it's going to storm. You better duck. Here comes the weather. And so then he outran the horses. And then it appears, as the scripture indicates, that Ahab might have got stuck a little in the rain.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, what? Oh, that's the 18th chapter
Of Kings. First Kings.
Kings?
Yep. That's what you want to do. You want to check out 1 Kings chapter 18. It's actually at the very end of the chapter, verse 46. Okay?
Okay, now I have something I want to share real quick.
Okay, you got about a minute, so you can do it.
Okay.
Do it.
John?
Go ahead.
John 3, John 3:30, it says, and this is a quotation from John the Baptizer when they were asking him, well, they said, there's another guy over here that's baptizing people. Well, of course, that was Jesus. But anyway, John said, I must decrease and he must increase.
Amen.
So since we have that he must increase, that's part of our website. So I thought I would share that, okay?
Thank you, Mary. That is very nice of you to do that. And that's exactly what it's based on. When John said, he must increase, I must decrease. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's right.
Excellent.
What?
Very
okay.
Good. All right. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
Okay. God bless you.
All righty. Thank you. You too now.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, for Mary. Good job. All right, so this last text, and then we're going to exit because we only have a little bit of time here. Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. So what I want you to understand is that the Holy Spirit is leading Jesus, and that's a part of our lives. But sometimes that leading can bring us to a place, a circumstance, a situation where we need to understand or maybe even get a better handle on that. The temptation part of it, that's the evil part of it, but God will use that to strengthen us, to help us, to empower us. And in this case, it was a declaration to all the spiritual powers that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. The devil went in there for some personal one-on-one with Jesus and came out with a black eye and a broken nose and a chipped tooth. And the idea behind that is for you to understand that where God leads you, he will enable you to prevail. But that doesn't mean you're not going to have a test. Just remember, whenever you're doing the test, what is it that Jesus relied on? He quoted back what? The Word of God, as we're going to get into that over the next couple of weeks, which is why you hear me harp on everybody needs to know the Word because it's part of our spiritual warfare weaponry. Okay? All right. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, top of the hour, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
The David Spoon Experience.
You don't know what's going to happen in 1 minute, let alone 1 hour from now. And God, who it's impossible for God to lie, has made this commitment, made this offer, made this opportunity to both you and me and all of us around. The simplicity is that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And that the wages of that sin, the wages falling short, is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And God, demonstrating his love for us, sent Jesus Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, you will be saved. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. There is nothing more important than that principle right there. The hope that is offered to believers who acknowledge and surrender to the testimony of Jesus Christ. That's what's being offered. That's what gives you encouragement. That's what enables you to go on. You're going to have a lot of sorrow in this life. Job said it best, a man's days are few and full of trouble. But in the next, there is something so wonderful that even in man's mind, we cannot retain it. For eye has not seen, neither has ear heard, neither can the heart comprehend, can't even receive the great things which God has prepared for them that love him. There's such a great thing that's coming for us, such a great place, such a wondrous place. But you got to acknowledge the invitation. You got to say yes. Because if you don't say yes, you're not going to that wedding. The wedding of the Lamb. Don't be that person. Don't be that person that rejects it. Don't be that person that lives in sorrow, in grief, and in sadness. Don't be that person. Be the one that says yes.
so that you can be a part of the great wedding feast, that you can be a part of the great celebration. Oh, life is much more than this 60, 70, 80, 90 years. It's eternity on the line. And if you've already said yes, rest in the comfort. Rest in that place. Rest in that goodness. That all is well. And even on this side, if it's hard, on the other side, it's glorious.